Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of Impulsive. Yeah, welcome back to the World's Shittest Podcast, spreading rumours. I'm joined today by the three shittest members of the family, really. Well, I wouldn't call you family. I'd call you just a little thing. Bryony's not really part of the family. She's just a, she's just a useless piece of dog.
I'm the head.
Nan, you can't even walk up the stairs, mate.
I'm the head of the family.
How?
Because I'm the oldest.
Give me head right now and I'll tell you if you're the head of the family.
Oh. Nan doesn't even know what that is, I don't think.
Yes, I do.
What?
He said, give me my head and it was going to see.
No, he said, if you give him head. Do you know what that is?
No.
Can you guess?
You don't want to know.
Guess.
I see. Probably known, Kristen, yeah.
So, yo, this episode, you can tell, I didn't even try to put on a good outfit for this. This is probably going to be the last podcast ever. Unless.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
The end of the world shittest podcast. But now, drop a comment on this podcast if you want a season two, because this is, what, episode 19 or 20? So this could be the last one of this season. I've got something on my sock. It's really annoying me. But yeah, this is the last podcast of this season. So drop a comment saying we want another episode, another season. That means we can actually get rid of this shit set, make a shit set. It'd be one chair for all four of us. But yeah, make sure to drop a comment because your comments on this pod are actually very valued. And we need to know if people want another season or not. Because if they don't, then fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I just have more time to wank. I've not had any coffee today. I've had actually one shot. That's why I'm a bit like, I need a coffee. So, Alex, do you fancy going to make me a black coffee? That way I can cause carnage on the pod.
Oh, Alex, I'll have one.
So, yo, Alex, if you didn't, if you were listening on Spotify,
yes, please, yep,
milky two sugars, please.
Yeah, just get me a black coffee, please. Sugar, no sugar, no milk. So yeah, today it's gonna be. I want you guys to try take control of it today. So Nan, for the next 60 seconds, you're in control of the pod right now, and you ask the questions.
Oh no, improv.
So Nan, you are the host, and we're the guests. So you come on.
Okay, go on then.
So this is your podcast now, Nan.
Is it?
Yeah. So I want to hear. So come on, take control.
Service.
Take control, mate.
The podcast today is going to be good.
Today, guys.
I'm in charge.
The reason I'm doing this, okay, if you're watching this podcast and you watched last week's, which is highly unlikely because this pod is shit, the end of last pod, I left and I left the ladies in charge.
Well, that was awful, eh?
Yeah, it was the most painful, excruciating thing. I wanted to rip my fucking eyeballs out.
It was shit, really.
Yeah, it's because I wanted you lot to actually appreciate how valuable I am to this podcast and how I keep it going. Because there's people saying, get fucking Kristen off. But without me, this podcast, would be even shitter.
Yeah, definitely.
Your podcast.
No, it's not. It's the family one, spreading rumours.
Well, I'm not a part of the family, apparently,
No, you are. No, I didn't say you're not a part of the family. I said you were a very unvalued person in the family.
You said I'm not part of the family.
No, yeah, you just turn up. You just turn up. Just meet me in my wardrobe every once a month. For sexy time. We've got to give Jasmine some more shout out because she watches the pod and obviously Jasmine doesn't like talking sexual around
Gillian.
Her. So shall I tell her that Gail. Story that time I put it in your bum?
Shut up.
I'm joking.
I don't even want to hear that.
I just took literally half an hour for this podcast. I went for a fat shit and I went on my notes and I was like, yo, I've got to write some things down and prepare for this pod. So I've written some things down, some questions in K. This is a question that I really need the answer to. So if you're watching, you know, comment. Do animals get headaches? Do you think a dog gets a headache?
I feel like they would do.
Yeah, and they just can't fucking do anything about it. They've got to ride this headache out.
I mean, maybe a dog, but I wouldn't imagine like a pigeon getting a headache.
Like the seagulls get fucking, they must get headaches.
Because they are headaches.
Yes.
Taking my food. Poor Nan. I don't like seagulls.
I know. That was a nightmare.
Tell us what?
Oh, the seagulls at Belle Royal.
Tell us.
Oh my God. Chips all over me. Lying in the sun, trying to rest. Those lot came along.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've clicked now.
Yeah, those came along.
I thought you were going to talk about, like, I thought you said another story. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, and then they lot came and put...
Did anyone... Did
and then the seagulls came.
Did any of them bite your nipples?
And I ordered them to fuck off, and they never did.
Did any of the seagulls bite your nipples or give you a little
no,
bum, a little
peck? No, they never touched me because I shoved them... Go away, fuck off.
I love it when Nan swears.
Say it again.
Yeah, Tom, to fuck off.
Yes, I love it when she.
Brick.
I love it when she enhances the word fuck. But yeah, that's crazy. I always think if you see a cat, like, do they get fucking headaches and shit?
Do they get cramp?
They do.
Muscle cramp, muscle spasms.
Depends if they like feel emotion and stuff.
Like, do
apparently orcas feel more emotional than us because their brain's more developed than ours.
Yeah, more developed than yours. You don't fucking have a brain, mate.
Off. I must not to be with you.
You're a brainless person, you know what I mean? I reckon, I don't even know who's got the biggest brain cell out of you three.
Well, mine's dying probably. With my age, man. Maybe it's going a bit like that again.
Yeah, because you don't... Who are you?
81.
Who are you? 81.
Oh, sorry.
Mate, worst brain.
At least I'll make you laugh.
Oh, that is literally priceless what just happened there.
Point proven.
What did you say? Speak again.
He said, who are you?
I'm your nan, aren't I?
She has to think
Jackie
about
Henley.
She literally had to think. God. That is class.
No, it'll make you laugh anyway.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I answered that on purpose, though.
How old do you reckon you are going to be when you die, Bryony? If you actually had to... if you had to actually guess an age.
I don't know. I want to at least hit 90.
Oh, fuck that.
No, because then
reckon
it's like... You're going to die tomorrow, yeah.
100 is just too old. 80 is like mid.
Be careful.
No. 80 is like a mid age. So 90 is like not too much, not too little.
It's crazy. If I'm going to be dead honest, because at the moment I've got bad pains in my kidneys and people are saying kidney stones. Could be. So I'm going to have to piss out a kidney stone. And apparently the pain is excruciating.
Yeah, very painful.
But besides that, if I had to guess the age I'm going to die, I'm going to say... Hey, coffee man.
Ooh, hang on. Oh, crumbs.
Bring him
crumbs!
And put him on the table.
Put it on the table, please. Thank you.
You and Andrew said, oh, crumbs.
Coffee boy.
I'll have the small cup.
Bro, I used to be the coffee boy for like 6 years on a building site.
I know. Then.
I used to be the coffee girl at hairdressers.
Oh, that was hot. Cause black coffee is like this hot one. Water. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alex.
I'll leave you a tip. Yep. But yeah, Hamad, when I was on the building site for 6 years, I had to get coffees every day for everyone. Obviously, everyone gave me the money. Nah.
Yeah. Wait, there's a coffee shop. What?
No. Huh? Brian didn't want one.
I didn't want one. Oh, is that was me.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. So that's crazy. So fucking back to me, my age, I think I'm going to die at. I think coincidentally, I'm actually going to just be, I think it's going to be the number 69. I think I'm going to die when I'm 69, doing a 69 and spunking my load everywhere.
See, you've ruined it. You've just ruined it.
No, I'm not. That's going to how I'm going to die. You know what I'm saying? I reckon with like a 29-year-old, I'll be 69. Jasmine will be recording for an OnlyFans we've created because we're skint and we need money. And I'm going to die and then that clip's going to go viral and it means you're sorted for life.
Sounds.
Yeah, finally going to become
69,
famous.
69, I'm going to spunk into some fucking... I'm going to go into some other planet and I'm going to just die.
Another dimension.
I'm going to die. And you'll leave me in the cupboard there still a stiffy. And if you ever get bored, just come and bounce on me.
You're disgusting.
There's class and there's laughs. What age do you think you're going to die?
102.
102. Mm. Why 102?
Do you think it's easy to reach 100?
Do you know what would be graft? Here. Imagine dying the day. Imagine you were 99 and one day before your 100th birthday and you died.
I know.
That's definitely happened. Yeah.
100% has happened.
But imagine, I'd be well pissed off. I'd be in heaven like, fuck!
Yeah, you're not even cool. Like, okay, cool. They're at your funeral. Oh, fucking loser died the day before she turned 100.
Oh, what, pussy.
Scared to be 100? Scared to essentially, are you? But now, 69, how old do you think you're going to be now when you die?
I think I might reach 100, you reckon?
That'd be cool.
I think you'll reach
it. It made 105.
105, that'd be lit.
Yep, I reckon.
That'd be sick, that'd be cool. You'll probably outlive me.
Yeah, Yeah.
Because I'm fucking a useless fat piece of shit.
It's probably more common to be like over 100 than you think it is.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't think, oh, 100 years old.
Imagine having sex with a pum-pum that's a century.
I don't want
to. Imagine actually, I'm saying a pum-pum that's 100 years old. Do you reckon like, unlocks like achievements and it's like got fucking madness. Then you play a game and you
get fucking Candy Crush and you just get to the top.
You get there and you're just like leveled up, you go down, you've got 7 fucking clitorises. I'm going to go back to my notes now that I fucking made it half an hour ago taking a shit. Everyone in the world has done this, okay? I don't know if you have. I think it's more of a boy thing. But growing up, when you were younger, was it a thing for you guys to go around and steal dust caps?
No. What's a dust cap?
Yeah.
Like, do you know, on a car, do you know, like, the fucking things you take off to put your air in? That's a dust cap.
Oh, okay.
Have you never done it? I remember growing up, okay, like, there used to be, where we used to live, there used to be this, like, once a year, this cool car show in the Potteries. This mad car show. And it'd be, like, rare Rolls Royces. So literally every year, me and all the boys down Goree, we'd sneak into the car park when they were having their lunch, crawl around, we'd steal all their dust caps. Never. You'd put when you're like your BMXs and stuff. But the police got called. And obviously, I've got loads in my room, okay? Picture this is a fucking true story right now. Comment if you're a dust cap thief, because it's lit. That means you've lived. But I remember, like, anyway, the police come banging on the door.
Is that our house now?
Dangori. This is when I must have been about, what, 11? The police come banging on the door, okay? And literally ask my mum, Johnny goes down. They're asking Johnny about this. So
about
what I've
dust
done.
Dust caps.
Yeah, because they were like rare, like one of a kind on these like fucking $200,000 Rolls Royces back in the day. And I've heard them knock on the door, yeah? And Johnny's downstairs, he's arguing the police. He's like, I've fucking done nothing. Mate, he must have been about 15, 16, swearing at the police. That's pretty gangster. But so what I've done is I've got all the dust caps, I've put them in one of my socks, and I've ran down the village. And I remember I put them down the drain. And literally, I remember the exact drain I put them down. I came back, ran back, climbed over the wall, went back in my room. And literally, they've come back and they're like fucking asking for me and stuff. So I don't know if you remember, we used to have this rabbit hutch in our back garden. So somehow I managed to go back in the garden and I swear, I'm crying my eyes out. I'm like 11 years old. I've got in this rabbit hutch. Do you remember the rabbit hutch?
Yeah.
In the back of the garden. Yeah. It used to be the whole back wall. I was in there crying, okay? The fucking rabbit was in the hutch. And they've obviously know where I am, so they've come and opened it, and I'm crying, and I'm like, I don't know what you want. I then had to walk the police to the drain where my sock was.
Oh my God.
They had to get a rod, get them out, and get all the dust caps out.
Take me, officer.
Literally, and that's like fucking me. I literally scarred me. So yeah, we used to do it every year until that one time the year we got caught.
And then what? Like, to get out the drain and what? Told off?
Yeah,
like
we all
what?
Fucking got told off for that. I didn't think I grasped the estate, but like he went around to all the doors and had to collect them. Because these roles, it was like a show where you take your like one of one cars.
Yeah. So they do it now.
Yeah, so like everyone was driving around the fucking, you'd get cool cars, like, I don't know if you remember, like Chavy cars. They'd have like dust caps and they'd be like fucking dices or bombs. And you take them on your bike and that, you'd be fucking sick. You're selling around the estate.
Little
and
Ben
that.
10 bike.
So none of you have ever been like, you've never heard of that?
No. Didn't even know what a dust cap was.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's mad. Okay, let me get back to my shit thoughts.
I was waiting for the "you're too young" comment.
Nah, you're not too young now. You're 18. Okay, this is actually... Jasmine asked me this the other day, okay? And I've actually written down in my notes. Are zebras black with white stripes or white with black stripes?
I think the white with black stripes.
Yeah.
I need to...
I don't actually know.
I need to see what their spine looks like. Because the spine's the base colour and the stripes come from the sides.
Okay, I'm going to get a picture of a zebra up now and we're going to put this on screen.
I think it's black. I think I'm going to say it's white with black stripes, but I can't think what it looks like.
Okay.
White with black stripes.
So this, I'm going to send this photo to Alex, okay?
Whatever their spine colour is, that's the base colour.
It goes across.
I can't see the spine.
Mate, you can see the fucking spine. Look, the fucking shit's going across, mate.
It's white with black stripes.
Yep.
Look at its chest.
It's white.
But then, okay, I'm going to send this photo and put it on screen, okay, and comment what you think. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's mad, okay? Another thought I had while I was shitting. Where does a thought go when it's forgotten?
A what?
A thought. You've got it in your head, you've got a thought, and you go to think about it, and you forgot about the fucker. Where has it gone?
Storage unit. Have a fucking wank.
Does it come out your arsehole?
It's back here.
See what I'm saying? How do you forget it when it was just in your head?
Or like how when you go upstairs, you're like, oh shit, forgot why I'm here. But well, how did the thought go so quickly? Where did it go?
I know
what you're saying. Mad. Yeah, like, in a split of going up the stairs, I've already forgotten.
Do you know what else is crazy as well? Like, I always think I got bad memory. Like, I will forget things I've done a minute ago. Say if I leave the house, I've left the house and like, did I fucking lock the door?
Yeah.
I've got to go back and look.
Yeah, I've driven back once. Like, you know how the lane before at my house where I live, I've had to drive, go around again and tell myself, it's locked, and I can drive off.
Yeah.
And then I remember I told myself it's locked.
I have to do that shit too. Like, I think I'm going to have Alzheimer's by the time I'm like 33.
Or I do this on the door handle.
Like 2 years.
To make sure, like, push down so many times.
So you remember you've done it.
Or take a quick picture, it's locked.
I get that sometimes. I think, I'll go and get Paul. I'll go back to the kitchen. Oh, I know what I want. Just go back.
Yeah, but that's fine for you because, like, you have an excuse to forget things.
My car.
You've got no brain, mate.
My car.
Your brain's just like
fried.
Your brain's mushy. Dust. Do you reckon if, like, when people die eventually, you cut their head as dust and you smoke it? And you just fucking like on real high.
Why?
Just smoking someone's brain.
Where did that come from?
But imagine smoking someone's brain. You know what I'm saying? That'd be fucking naughty. Do you know what I think though? Like, where would that send you? You put someone's brain, you've smoked someone's brain.
Oh,
you filled your lungs with someone's brain dust.
Do you think you get their thoughts then?
Yes.
Their memories.
I do. This is actually, for some reason, I've got a thought back in my head. I remember when I fucking was living at mum's house about a week ago. Because I'm a fucking loser. Nah, ages ago. And for some reason, she wouldn't give me a lift down the hill, which is like, this is in context. And so you can know, it's a 1 minute drive or like a 20 minute walk.
Yeah.
Okay. And she wouldn't do it. So I was like, oh, fine then. So literally, I can't even remember what happened. I started walking. My mom and Nan drove past me, beeped and waved down the hill. So I remember I just messaged her back. I'm going to fucking leave all the taps and drown and flood your house, you stupid bitch.
But that's your mother.
And then I messaged her that. And she, you know, and she gets in her little strop. Yeah. She didn't talk to me for like a week. Oh, but literally, God. She just beep waved. And I'm like, what the fuck? Literally, I left the house about 30 seconds ago. It's crazy.
That's mean. Yeah.
I know, she always used to do
mean.
Shit
your
like that.
Your mum's mean sometimes.
Okay, I got another one, okay? What came first?
The chicken or the egg?
Nah. The pum-pum or the fucking long doogie? Nah, what came first? An orange or the colour orange?
The orange.
Yeah. The orange, because that's where they got the colour orange from.
Duh.
Yeah.
Orange.
You can't have the colour orange and then like the orange ironically be, like coincidentally be called an orange.
You can't be 100% certain that came first.
No, but it makes sense that the orange would come first.
Unless they're green to start with because and then revenge when the sun gets to them.
There's something that happened in Amsterdam. Well, I'm going to Google.
Men got robbed.
literally. what fruit used to be a different... I think it was an orange, you know? Colour. Thinking of it now. It was in Amsterdam as well. What fruits... Maybe a carrot. I'm not going to...
Carrots can be purple.
I'm not going to sit on my phone the podcast because it's rude. You wouldn't do a dinner, so you're not going to do a coffee. Okay.
This coffee's good.
He's probably put his big fat ball sack in it.
No, it's quite heavy.
Foreign ball sack always tastes better than fucking local ball sack, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like okay, another one. Why? Nah, that's a bit of a dead one, to be fair.
I've got a question, actually.
Oh, go on then. I'm going to probably just not answer it.
No, I've always thought about it. So do you know like animals in different countries, like birds, say a bird from England and a bird from China, if they spoke, would they understand each other? No, it's a genuine
because that actually makes sense.
Would they understand each other?
Yeah, because they only know one language. But they're...
Think about dogs from Italy. You speak Italian to them or whatever like language.
And then if dogs don't understand,
they just hear noises and shit.
But if they were barking to each other, would it to them be a different language?
I don't know, because when I fucked a dog in England, it's made the same noise I fucked a dog in Italy.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Simple
you know
as
how
that,
some,
ain't
you know how some
when you got fucked by a horse from here and in France, they both made the same noise.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because we went on a coach trip when I was younger and this lady asked the courier if the dog barked in French. Well, we all just collapsed laughing. Could dog bark in French?
Collapse this way. Hilarious.
We looked at her and thought...
So, yeah, back to your I don't know, mate. I don't know.
No, because like, you know how some... Pet owners do talk to their pet in different language.
Yeah, but I don't think
they... I know what you're saying.
But they don't understand. They're just noise coming from their owner.
They do understand.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Well, okay, cool. Dog, fucking wank me off. It's not going to wank me
off. Whatever,
is it?
Like...
Got my torch on.
I don't know.
I don't think they'd understand each other. Unless it's just, oh, don't I?
So yeah, what's your answer to Jasmine's question?
Well, I don't know. It makes sense that they wouldn't.
But we don't know.
Okay, tell me, you answer this question then. What's wetter, a pum pum being rubbed or a pum pum going down a water slide?
Water slide.
How? Pum pum's not going to be wet, is it, from that? On the outside, maybe, not up in the...
Oh, please stop.
One sip of coffee and my brain's all doogied. Yo, I'm going to just going to point out again, this is the last podcast, probably forever. But now it's not hopefully forever. We want to do another season, but we want to feel loved. So just please drop a comment saying, yo, another season. Yeah, I'm saying even if we get like 250 people commenting, yo, another pod, that's cool. So if, you know, I'm saying we're just talking shit like we normally do anyway to people. We've sent all the hoodies out. Oh,
about to say, Alex, is there a new winner this week?
Go pick another hoodie winner and send me the name, please. Yeah. But yeah, so I just want to comment, yo, I'm saying all the love on the pod. Podcasts are different to the videos we do. Like, it's such long form. It's just like this. It's different love.
It's just chill time.
You could call it chill time. Yep. Cool. Back to my shit thoughts. Would you, and if so, what celebrity shows would you want to go on? Like, I'm a celebrity. But like, what would you reckon you would do good?
You'd eat, like, dog eye.
I went to Thailand, I ate scorpion, cockroach, cricket.
Yeah, but that's like...
I actually paid for it.
You know how like they eat like cow hoof or something?
I paid for it.
Yeah, but like that's kind of... You just have a choice. You didn't have
that's
to eat like, the whole...
No, but that's what she said. She said, would you eat it?
No, but you don't have to eat the whole thing when you go here. You have to eat like the whole thing, like the whole jungle.
Blended, like...
So, yo, I would say I'd go on, I'm a celeb. Like, because I was speaking to someone that said what I'd do it. And I said, I'd do anything. Like, I'm telling you right now, if for a video or like actually competition, like I can be a weird cunt. I'd eat shit. You know what I'm saying? If I had to. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know, like, as weird as it sounds, if I've got to do something, I'll do it. Yeah. Whereas, like, some people just wouldn't. Like, I'll stick a frozen dog shit on my ass as well for, like, a challenge if I had to for the whole jungle to eat. You know what I'm saying?
If he's in your camp, you're eating good.
You know what I mean? Yeah, if you're in my camp, we're having five-star fucking...
Michelin...
Fucking George restaurant. Fucking... What's his name? Not George. Fucking... Yeah, what's that cook called? George...
Gordon Ramsay.
George. George Ramsay. Yeah, I'm saying, if I'm in that fucking, you're eating that shit, you know what I'm saying? We're living good. Oh yeah, he sent me it. What other ones? I'd love to do, for example, to be fair, I'd do it. I'm an ice skating celeb, ice skating, but I've got really bad fucking knees.
Dancing on ice. I'd love to see you do that.
Yeah. I'd do anything, you know what I'm saying?
He'd definitely go around like this. You just little penguins fucking... that your kids hold on to.
No, because that means you're holding another girl's hand.
Yeah, I fucking love that thought. Like, fucking come to me, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Dance on me.
Oh, God.
What other ones are there? Big Brother.
I'm trying to even think kind of washed. Love Island.
When's Johnny going on Big Brother?
We got to check Wing Guru.
So that's
first.
Why Johnny's not been working for us lately. He's been on Big Brother for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So hopefully he wins.
Hopefully he gets aired soon.
What other shows are there?
Love Island.
Love Island. Yeah. How funny. Jasmine like applied for that back in the day. Clout whore.
Yeah.
You always wanted clout and you've got it. You've got it. And what are you doing with your clout?
What do you mean?
Like, you always wanted clout. You've always wanted to like be in the public eye.
No, I haven't at all.
Yo, she's a public eye stunter. Man come through like what that your munter. Yo, man come through with a punter. Yo, man come through with a Fiat Punto. Man come through like dunno. Put fingers in bumhole.
Alex, can we turn his mic off?
You can, but then the pod would be even shitter.
Put him to sleep.
What other celebrity ones there? Like,
I don't know about celebrity ones, but my dad went to go watch, you know, Gladiators.
Oh, yes.
That started again. I could see you on that.
Saturday night show.
Fat beer belly.
There's love at
you need to be some
sight.
Sort of fucking strong. Do you know what I've
oh
got
my
asked
God.
To go
no,
on?
No,
do you know what I got asked to go on? X on a beach, but they didn't have a boat for 100 people.
You've only got one X.
That you know about. They had a boat for 100 people and then there was too many. So they said, oh, fine, just don't come on this time. So I had to kind of like fine tune it. So I'm down to 10 at the moment. I got to pick 10. And you're one of them. And Jasmine's on that boat.
Oh, I don't know where that thing has been.
No, you don't know.
I just scratched my asshole. Yeah, what other celebrity shows are there?
Ant and Dec's Saturday night show.
That's not a celebrity show.
Don't know, it's the first thing I popped
up. Oh, Nan. Do you know, if you're watching, okay, if anybody from EastEnders is watching this,
oh my God.
Give my nan a role on EastEnders. What would your character be, nan, if you were on EastEnders, a soap? If you're not from England, you're not on EastEnders, it's a soap. Nan's watched religiously for like 70 years. If you were on there, what would your name be?
I'd have to be Peggy.
She'd be Dot.
No. You've got to create your own character. Oh. Use your creativity mind of the doogie. If you were on there, if you're on EastEnders, what would your name be?
Should be Peggy's sister. No, Dot's twin sister, if you know
Peggy's
who Dot
sister
is.
Could be a good one, but what would your name be? Betty.
It could be.
Oh, big boob Betty, and you've got massive tits, and you're down the Queen Vic, and everyone's sucking milk out your jugs.
Ew, get out of my pub.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yep. Yeah.
And you and Peggy are sharing the same bloke. Oh, no, you're shagging Phil Mitchell.
Oh, no, I don't fancy him.
And it comes out that you're shagging your nephew. So now you and Phil Mitchell are on fucking the Queen's Vic. But little did people know, you want a piece of Ian Beale.
Oh, my God.
No. Or Billy.
Oh, no, not Billy either. Mick, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, Billy.
Which one's Mick?
Danny Dyer.
Danny. Get out of my fucking pub. Love ones, that's funny. Okay, I'll get off the celebrity subject now because I'm fucking...
I've got something in my eye.
It's probably fucking... First... Oh, I had to... What are you doing, Alex, mate? What are you doing, mate?
He's breathing so loud.
Yeah, so yo, fucking... Next week, I'm going on my first holiday in what, nearly 6 months? And it's going to be 3 days. It's only 3 days. 3 days. I'm going on my first holiday. So, ladies, if you're an Ibiza, holla.
Please.
I want to eat some muff. I want to eat Jasmine muff dive.
Oh, I shouldn't.
Well, I'm handcuffed. And, oh, let me at her. I'm handcuffed. Like a gremlin.
He's not even joking. What he sent me the other day.
Oh, yeah. My hands and feet tied, and you're there muff diving. I'm dribbling. Like a werewolf.
Where did you get these
I'm
things
I'm like
from?
Fucking stiffy. Tanning proper bright red. With my kidney stone.
Oh my God, ew. Ew, ew,
oh,
ew.
Oh, mad.
Oh my God.
That's a corker. Okay, yeah, first holiday, baby. Oh, what do people say? Beef or? Hashtag beefs. That's what you used to say.
No, I didn't.
Hashtag beef.
I've never said that.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, this is the good one, actually. I was going to, because I don't really clean my ears, so I was going to clean them live on air, and then we were going to, like, suck the sticks like lollipops.
Fuck off.
Remember, he gets ear cheese.
That's ear cheese. Like, doesn't smell. What we do is you wipe there where your ear meets your head.
But I wash my, like, face.
No, like, right there.
Yeah.
Like, rub there. Like, after you sweat. And smell it. Sometimes it'll smell like cheesy.
No, fine.
You liars.
It's milk. Don't smell.
Ah, you know what time it is. On TikTok, we've been getting good views on TikTok at the moment. People are loving the weird names for sex moves. So I've got some more. This is Alex's favorite. Which one should I start with? I'm going to start with a good one. Okay, so this is... Oh, let me go through. There's one I seen one before that I was loving. Whilst this is called the South Dakota Soggy Taco. Whilst having vaginal sex, the female urinates on the male's penis during insertion. This is dumb without the man knowing.
What? That's just a golden shower.
Yeah. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you,
bless you, and again.
He's just sneezed all over that mic.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go back to these ones. Give me 1 second, gang.
One.
This one is called the Kentucky Klondike Bar. The act of freezing your poop.
Poop!
The Kentucky Klondike Bar. The act of freezing your poop, then penetrating your partner with a frozen poop. As the most of these positions that I'm going to start this again because I need views on TikTok.
Please take a breather. Please take a breather.
The act of freezing your poop, then penetrating your partner with your frozen poop. As with most of these positions that include both feces and vaginal penetration, this can lead to infection.
That's okay. Just vile.
I guess they warned us.
Vile, vile.
This one's called the minivan. Similar to the very popular shocker maneuver, the minivan is a little more intense and involves inserting two fingers into the vagina and a fist up the ass. This actor's coined the minivan as the popular vehicle primarily used for family sits, two in the front and five in the back. Who even thinks of these?
Who is doing these?
This one's called the Alabama Hot Pocket. This is the art to describe the act of separating the vagina lips and taking a dump inside the vagina. Your excrement will then serve as lube.
That's disgusting. Scumbag. That is vile.
Scumbag.
That is fucking mad. Someone's done that as well, which is the crazy thing.
So many people have probably done it.
That is
You've
fuck
probably
awful.
Done it. Not to me.
Alex done a Trumpy.
Farty McFartpants.
What's this one called? Okay. This is called Space Dock Fondue. Reserved for party situations, a space dock fondue occurs when a man who's taken a laxative shits watery diarrhea into the woman's vagina, transforming her into the fondue pot. When the pot is full, each man then dunks his hard pole into the pot so that it's covered in poo. After this, each man's partner is tasked to lick the poo off the penis as if it was covered in chocolate-covered banana.
That's disgusting. That literally instantly made disgusting. Me
feel sick. Fucking mad. This one's called the Alaskan Fire Dragon. Who thinks of these names?
I don't like these.
When a man is just about to ejaculate while receiving oral sex, he pushes down the woman's head, leans in and says something shocking such as, "I have herpes." The woman would choke and try to pull back. The man then ejaculates in the back of her throat while she is choking, forcing the semen out of her nostrils.
The worst part is when you're saying this, I'm actually picturing it in my head as well.
Yeah. This is mad. I'm going to do a couple more.
Like, literally vile.
Why do these do so good on... mate. This
People
one's called,
wanna try out.
This one's called the San Francisco Steam Train. An orgy of men. Oh, I can smell your fart, Alex.
I can smell it. I just got a whiff
you
of it.
You fucking scum. Alex.
Oh, that smells like cabbage.
That's
just hit me.
Ow. So this one's called the San Francisco Steam Train. An orgy of gay men who create a conga line and fuck each other from behind simultaneously. An anal chain gang popularized in San Francisco.
That's disgusting.
No, it smells like cabbage.
Dirty bastard.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
That hurts.
Say poor dash hound. Say it. Go on. Say poor dash it.
Poor what?
Say poor dash it.
Oh, poor dash it.
That's what she says. She goes, poor dash it.
Okay, this is funny. So, yo, we forgot we've got the winner of the giveaway.
Woo!
For the hoodie. So, yo, the last four winners have been sent theirs. As soon as you send them in a photo because we want to fucking show people. We want
one of these.
It's going to be a free hoodie every week. We want to get to the point where we've given...
Me!
The silence.
Nan, on the spot right now, tell us your favourite joke.
Oh, now I've got a joke.
Tell us your favourite joke.
No, you have to now
for that awful banter.
No, but I haven't got any.
You've got to tell a joke.
Nothing.
If you don't tell us a joke, the mic a joke in 10 seconds,
I've got
your
one.
Three kids are going to die today.
Well, I've got no joke.
You've got to tell a joke. 10, 9,
they're going to all die
8,
today then.
7,
joke.
6, 5,
I've got a joke.
4, 3, 2.
What made the chicken cross the road?
What?
To get the other side.
Yo, that is gangster.
I just made it.
What does a ghost? One. What does a ghost call his girlfriend?
Boo.
His ghoul friend. I don't get it.
Ghoul? A ghoul is a ghost. His ghoul friend.
I've never heard that.
Right. That is ghoul. Just that. I think that joke was better.
I've seen that joke on the Undateables.
Christian doesn't think that's funny.
No.
Imagine that's actually like, punch me in the face, just smack me. Give me a punch. Yeah.
No, I don't want
to. I was like, fuck.
What's that?
Hold on. Maybe a bit lower, like, on my jaw, so you can see it move. This whack.
I don't want to hurt you.
Imagine, I just want people to break me. Okay, so yo, this is the hoodie giveaway. Leslie Boom 689. I don't know who that name is. I guess your name's Leslie Boom. Or Boom Leslie. Boom, boom, boom.
I want you in my room.
Drop the spreading rumors account on Instagram that's losing followers every day. A message. Send us your address, your size. But it says here, Hamber, you prick. Give me a fat bastard size hoodie. Good boy.
Well done, Leslie. Boom.
Yes, Leslie. Fifth member of the Spreading Rumors gang.
Yep.
Let me go on to more of my shit thoughts. I can't be arsed for that.
Did you just fart again?
Which one should I go for? Alex.
Oh, that's the head of the family talking to you right there.
What did she say?
I must send you out, Alex.
Send Alex out.
Yeah, tell him then. Shout at him.
Yeah, go fuck off, Alex.
Alex.
Tell him why to fuck off. Tell him he's useless.
You're useless.
And why is he useless?
Because he stinks. She didn't hear me, that's why.
Go and have a whatever.
She said go drop a deuce.
He's muted you. Okay, what have we got here?
You've been muted.
Hey, Nan.
You turned your mic off.
You've been muted.
I've got a... okay. How crazy is this? I got a message yesterday. I don't even know if I told you. So, like, a couple years ago, I used to do the thing on my Instagram where I would tell people, yo, send me a message. I'm going to pay for people's gym membership if they can't get in there. They want to kind of change their life. 2 years ago, okay? I'm not going to say a name, but I thought this was kind of cool. I need to find it. What was his name again? Yeah, so 2 years ago, I'm going to go and find the message. Oh, the fucking internet in here is fucking like we're in a fucking bunker in the desert.
Do you want your coffee, Jackie?
Yeah, do you want your coffee then?
It's quite heavy, that
coffee. Okay, cool. The message doesn't want to load. But 2 years ago, someone messaged me basically saying like I'm going through a bad time in life right now.
Bloody heavy, this coffee.
Do you need to put it back?
Hang on.
You've been muted anyway, love.
Now she's back on.
Oh, lovely.
ASMR.
Slap, slap, slap.
Look, bang.
Yep, you're back.
See, how mad is this? So, took a couple of years, this guy messed me saying, like, this mad thing about his life, how he's depressed. He's literally in the worst place he could ever be. Say, oh, I've gotten it. It's loaded now. I'm not going to problem. There's no point in reading it all out. So now, let's see. All I did was send him $200 to kind of for a gym membership for 6 months. And then he literally messaged me back yesterday, 2 years later, saying how, like, literally, he's still smashing the gym. He's literally fucking running marathons. He started his own business that's to do with, like, the gym and, like, yoga and stuff. So how crazy is that? So, yo, drop me a message on Instagram, me, if you want me to help you out. Send your ass to the gym. I need to get...
Oh my God.
I need to get my fat ass back in the gym.
No, I like dad bods.
Yeah, but like, I don't. It's not that I don't care. It's just I just like want to fucking. But it's funny what you just said then, okay? What she'd have said then? If I was to say, if she had a. This, and I was like, you'd be like, nah, that's fucking horrible. But because I've got, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you say to someone, you're not skinny. Yeah, I'm fucking fat. But they're like a quarter the size of you. So hang on a minute, little fuck. You say you're fat. But you're saying I'm skinny. What the fuck am I then, you little cunt? You know what I mean? Yeah. Fuck me. Mm. So, yo, how long's the pod been? I'm going to leave now and I'm going to let you just...
No, because I'm going to leave as well.
I love that. They need me.
Yeah, we need you.
Nah. Don't, no, we're not going to fucking leave Nan, Bryony.
I didn't say
hey,
that.
Hey, Nan, Bryony said, let's just leave Nan. So what words have you got for her? Tell her.
Imagine me being left on my own.
Well, what, you tried to do it at the beginning of the pod.
Hey, Nan, I got a fun game to play, okay? Let me just sneeze again.
Bless you.
Okay, I've got a fun game to play, Nan, okay? Mm. You look at Bryony.
Yeah.
And you got to insult her for 10 seconds as much as you can. Say horrible things about her. Go.
You're fat.
What else?
You're ugly. What happened to your hair?
What happened to yours, mate?
No, it's her ripping you. Remember to talk into the mic as well, Nan, because I don't want the fans to miss out. What else have you got to say to her?
You got big feet.
Be mean.
You got knobbly knees.
Mate, you can't even see my knees.
Oh, I have said them a few times.
I can see yours, though. They're puffy.
Mine are fine, thank you very much.
Yours are swollen.
Inflated kneecaps.
Oh, yeah, look at that, eh?
Go on, Nan, keep ripping, eh?
The 10 seconds are over.
Okay, now, Nan. Now, you look at Jasmine, you rip Jasmine for 10 seconds. Don't be offended, just say anything.
Wait, why is it a struggle to do it to Jasmine and it was to me?
Go on, Nan. 10 seconds, starting now.
You want to do your jeans, they're horrible up. That would they look, really need to be sewn up. She's
go,
gonna,
come on, more.
Say they were half price.
Go on, more. What
have
else?
You, have you got makeup on today? You wouldn't think so.
Keep going.
You're getting quite fat as well.
Keep going, Nan.
You want to go on a diet. No more pizzas for you. What else can I say? You've got big feet as well.
Oh, this is the best. It should just be 60 minutes of this.
Just right, roast
do
battle.
Kristen now. Yeah, go on, look at Kristen and roast him.
Oh, God. Can I say about you?
Do you want to get paid this month?
I hope so.
Keep your fucking mouth shut, yeah, then, old
I
woman.
Know. I know, I've got to be careful, eh?
Now, don't keep going to them two. Now, we'll leave it there. I just wanted to see what you had, and she didn't let us down.
No. Well, she's got a...
Because normally when you ask this family to be there to do roast, it is the most painful thing to listen to.
She's got a poodle haircut.
Yeah, Nan's heard that on a million times, mate. Think outside...
And it just doesn't get boring.
Think outside the box.
I'm sweating.
Give her roast my Nan Jazz.
No.
Old lady.
Oh, no, she
that's you down the road, mate.
You need a fucking lawnmower to cut those eyebrows.
That's you down the road. I was going to give you something to go away when you're not going to get
I'd rather have no eyebrows
now.
Than them eyebrows.
I'm getting fuck all now, mate.
Tell me more, Nan. This is fun.
Need to upgrade your shoe game. Please show your shoes to the camera.
You're fine, thank you very much.
I can see your corn from here.
Go on, now give me some more.
And you've gone red because you don't really like saying that, Pat Nanny, do you? Because you love your nanny, yeah? You better say yes because you won't get your money, honey.
Oh! Yo, this is a segment from now on. It's called Nan Roasts Everyone. Go get a bit more. Be even horribler, Nan.
What, me? Yeah.
Yeah, be horrible to them.
And Jasmine. It's Jasmine's turn.
You've got big ears. You.
Me or you? Jasmine?
No, Jasmine's got big fat ears.
Well, then how big are Kristen's?
Now I've got to be careful with Kristen because he pays my wages.
So, yo, fuck it. Should we end this pod then? Go. Get off. Listen. Go. Fuck off. Fuck off. So, thank you for watching the last episode of Spreading Rumours. It's been a fucking journey. We've had like 2 views per fucking podcast. Drop a comment if you want season 2. We'll upgrade the set. And fucking, let us know. You know what I'm saying? Let us fucking know. Yeah. I say let us fucking know because I'm fucking getting angry right now.